Well, the WEBO Morning Show, pleased to welcome from the Waterman Center, Chris Audette is here joining us. Good morning and welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Matt. Thanks for having us out.
Appreciate you coming down here for today. So a few different programs going on at the Waterman Center. The first one we're going to talk about is this Saturday, December the 6th. Tell us what's happening.
Well, you know, we believe at the Waterman Center that nature is beautiful no matter what it's doing outside, even though at these temperatures it can be a little difficult to love. But it sure is pretty in the woods right now. Everything is just coated in this, you know, beautiful white substance that was
snow.
Bestowed upon us.
Snow.
Snow. from Mother Nature yesterday. So the trails are absolutely beautiful. This Saturday at 11 at our main center in Appalachian on Hilton Road, we'll be leading a mammals hike. So mammals being those warm-blooded critters that are, you know, similar to ourselves. Can you imagine living out in the woods, you know, indefinitely at temperatures like this, Matt?
Well, we used to take the scouts out and we'd do it for 24 hours or a few days. And I know in the Adirondacks when it's below zero,
which
challenging to say the least.
Which whether you're 11 years old or let's just say above, that can certainly feel like indefinitely. Well, our local wildlife, our native wildlife, has a host of really cool adaptations to make that livable and survivable. So yeah, we'll explore our woods and see what kind of mammal signs we can find, and talk about how they do it.
Now there is a cost for the event.
Yeah. So just as a private nonprofit, we don't get any regular funding from the state. We don't get any regular funding from the federal government. We're entirely funded by donations and memberships. We do ask a $5 donation for non-members. If you are a member of the Waterman Center, and we're always selling memberships, things like this hike are absolutely free.
Now, how should you dress if you're making the decision to go on the hike this Saturday?
Oh, that's a good question. So dress for the conditions. You know, bundle up. It is going to still be cold. Wear good footwear. You know, boots that can handle going through a few inches of snow.
No sneakers.
Yeah. No. And no Crocs. No flip flops. though I would commend your courage.
yeah, sure you would.
But yeah, dress for the conditions. If you're bringing littler feet, you know, this one's probably more appropriate for like ages 7 or 8 and up. But if you're bringing little feet, make sure that they have snow pants and things in case they slip and fall. They'll not be completely coated.
And how would someone register for this?
There is a registration page on our website, watermancenter.org. You'll just click on the little events tab or look on the calendar that's on that page and go for Saturday the 6th. And you can sign up that way. We do also accept walk-ins, but just checking at the front desk a few minutes ahead of the program.
Now, phone number?
607-625-2221 if you have any questions.
And then once again, that's coming up this Saturday, December the 6th. The second event we're going to talk about is the Winter Fun Day, and that's going to be Saturday, January the 10th. Tell us what that's going to be about.
Yeah, so this is our... fourth year doing an event like this. We used to call it the Wonderful Winter Wildlife Walk. We thought Winter Fun Day encapsulates it a little bit better. And this is where we put out a whole selection of these beautiful hand-painted animals along a path that goes in a circle around our interpretive center. And we have... volunteer and staff guides associated with those animals that explain their winter adaptations. And then we transform the entire building inside into a craft workshop. So participants can come in and create a variety of things. They have six different choices. They can do one of each and have something to take home. So you learn about the animals, you go warm up in the center, have some cocoa and make something.
So it sounds like you're going to go away with something, have a guided experience, walk around the grounds there. And the cost for this, you said, is somewhere between $5 and $10. You haven't decided yet?
Well, depending on age and ticket. Yeah.
Okay, so the answer would be yes. Very good. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Chris Audette. He's from the Waterman Center, and we've talked a little bit about the Winter Mammals Hike coming up this Saturday, December 6th, between 11 and 1. Cost is $5 a person. It's a guided hike originating at the center in Appalachian and then going around the property, planning to wrap up around 1 o'clock once again. The second thing we talked about was the Winter Fun Day coming up Saturday, January the 10th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's going to cost somewhere between $5 and $10 a person. Take-home crafts with six stations and a walk and guided experience right there around Waterman Center. Now, if somebody wants more information on the center itself, where would they go?
Well, they can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Waterman Center. Search Waterman Center. And check us out at our website, www.watermancenter.org. Lots of great information about our history, about nature, what should you do if you find injured wildlife, and trail maps for all six of our nature reserves across the region.
All right. Very good. Do you have any parting thoughts for today?
Well, I just wanted to remind everybody that yesterday was Giving Tuesday, but, you know, we'll accept donations all week long.
It's an added service that you provide.
Exactly. One of the main things that we have need for right now is our building was built in the 60s, our barn shortly thereafter. And everything is really starting to show its age. We need a new barn. And we need a new roof. So help us raise a barn. Let's raise some funds to raise a barn for the Waterman Center. And again, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on our website. Even a tiny gift, $5, will do a lot of goods. If you make that $5 a monthly $5, that does even better.
Excellent. If you missed any portion of this interview, we're going to post it up for you at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. Chris, thank you for coming down and telling us about some of the things going on coming up in the next couple months here.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, look for more. There'll always be more.
It's coming up at 9:17. This is the WEBO Morning Show.